If you're like me and take an interest in the internet, you'll probably see or hear or read articles, videos, blogs, etc. about one of the aspects of the internet which is always considered a bad point, and that is about how truth can be distorted on the internet, how what we see and what we read aren't necessarily the truth. Wikipedia is one of those sites that's usually picked on because it's a great encyclopedia, but it's an open source site, isn't it? And everything on there, or so many things on the internet, are open source. They're there for anybody, you, me, doesn't matter who it is, to get involved and to edit it. But we could do that for our own means, our own ends maybe. And the inaccuracies, the untruths that are sometimes put on there, sometimes deliberately, scurrilously, whatever, to try and put a spanner in the works sometimes, or even for a bit of fun, that we have to be careful about these type of things. And the internet is always shown to be something bad in that respect. But is it any different to anything else that's gone before? We read books, we see newspapers, TV programs, movies, whatever it might be, that purport to tell us the truth. But if you read between the lines, you scratch below the surface, you can find out there's bias in there, there are untruths in there, once again, whether that be deliberate or accidental. A lot of newspapers have their own political bias, their own political leanings, as do some TV stations, TV channels or programs as well. And we can all probably think of examples. We read books and we know that they maybe aren't quite as accurate as any other. Who is the holder of the truth? The only person who knows the truth is the person probably involved in whatever that's being discussed or written about or filmed in the first place. So it's not just the internet. We shouldn't get carried away with that. Whether it's because people are trying to knock the internet down, one reason maybe, because it's that sort of cult of the amateur. Anybody can do it on the internet. Anybody can go within reason onto Wikipedia, start up an article, edit an article, or alter an article. You can make your own videos, you can write your own blogs. Some of the professional people out there don't like that, so they like to put that side of it down and make the internet sound a lot worse than it is. Yes, we have to be careful. It doesn't matter on any sphere of life, of the media or whatever it is. If you want to know the truth, it's sometimes best to look at more than one source to make sure that you do get the truth rather than what somebody else wants you to believe is the truth. So the internet, we have to be careful, but it's no worse than anything that's gone before. And don't let anybody tell you any different. Thank you.